How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, he is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you he has said, you who unto Jesus for refuge have fled?
Hello and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you tuned to the broadcast again this week. We're picking up our study here in John chapter 17, John 17, verse number 19. The Lord Jesus here speaking about those that the Father has given him and that he has kept, except for Judas. Judas was prophesied, it was appointed of God that Judas would be the betrayer. And we've talked about those things, and we need to realize we're the created, and God is the creator. He is greater than all. As Nebuchadnezzar said, he does what he wants to among the inhabitants of men. And so we need to realize that, and we need to just submit to that and know that that's the case. And he says here that he, in verse number 19, that for their sakes, for those that are the Lord's, I've sanctified myself. He set himself apart that they also might be set apart, sanctified through the truth. They are the Lord's. The Father has given them to the Son. The Son has kept them and does keep his own. And he saves them and calls them and makes them his own through repentance and faith and in the gospel and the preaching of the gospel. And that, and they are sanctified through the truth of God. Verse 20. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. So, of those that have been given by the Father to the Son, there are those that are yet forward. And this is the working of God. Remember what the Lord said. He said in verse 18, as thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. Jesus came and was sent by the Father to the world, being hated, rejected of his own. He came into his own received him not. He was hated without a cause. But it was a wonderful thing that the Father sent the Son and that the Son came, wasn't it? So that we might be saved. And so the Lord has done so with his own. He sent us into the world that we might be a witness of the saving grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he prays not for these alone at the time there and speaking about his church and that church that he has built there in the time of his ministry. Neither pray I for these alone, just for them, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. He said, they will go and preach, and there will be those that will believe, and I pray for them that will believe. He doesn't pray for everybody, but he prays for those that will believe me through their word. Verse 21, that they all may be one, again, unity in the Lord, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And so there's this unity that he desires for his own people and in his churches, and that it might be a witness unto the world, that there might be a witness that'll go out of salvation in Jesus Christ, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me, that it might be known. See, there's coming a day, men, women, boys, and girls have come onto this earth and passed on this earth and never believed that the Father sent the Son. But there's coming a day that all will know and all will believe, and every knee shall bow and confess that Jesus Christ is Lord of all. They will. And it's the witness of his people as part of how the Lord is doing that. Verse 22, and the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one even as we are one. And so we've been included, accepted in the beloved, adopted into the family of God, being made a joint heir with Christ, unity with the Lord, unity. There's a unity that the world and that man speaks about, is that all the unity of living things in the earth, that the earth and the trees and the plants and the animals and the people are all the unified living force of the earth. That's hogwash. The only unity that there is in Jesus Christ. The only unity that there is in with the Lord, and seeing our condition before Him and repenting of our sins and trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord saving our souls and us being unified with Him. That's the only unity that there is. That is the unity that God calls unto. And the glory, verse 22, which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one even as we are one. Verse 23, I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect or mature in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. And so that it might be a testimony of Father's love for his Son, as the Father's love for his children, the Son's love for his children, and the great love of God. Again, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. He says, I wanted the world to see their unity, and I pray that you'll bless them with unity, and that it might be a witness of the greatness and work of God. I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect or mature or set apart in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. The Father loved the Son, yet sinning. And the Father showed his love for his people in that he sent the Son. Verse 24, Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am. I tell you what, when I read this passage, it just blesses my soul. And this is part of the joy that no man takes away from us. The Lord Jesus desiring that his disciples be with him. Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. He said that glory he had said over here, and I mused about this verse in verse number 5 some broadcasts ago. In verse number 5, and now, Father, glorify me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. I wonder why the Lord makes a distinction there about the glory that he had with the Father before the world was. I just wonder about that. And here he says in verse 24, Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. And so here the Lord Jesus desires us, his children, those that he saves, to be with him that we might behold his great glory. Some would say, well, I don't care nothing about the glory of the Lord Jesus. All I care about is my own glory. You've not been saved. You've got a very wicked heart. We, our desire should be to see Jesus Christ glorified. He's the Son. He is the manifestation of the Godhead bodily. In him dwelleth all the fullness and the greatness of the Lord. Indeed, he is to be praised and he is to be glorified, and we desire to see it. Even so come, Lord Jesus, John declared in the book of the Revelation. He said, even so come. And here the Lord, the Jesus, wants us to be near him and with him. And I desire to be with him, don't you? Oh, no, I got some things I want to do on this earth. Listen, your heart's not right. Your eyes aren't looking to the right thing, not looking to the right one. We need to desire and do desire Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. We desire him in everything. Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. The Lord has been loved by the Father from eternity past, and we desire, the Lord's people are, should desire seeing the Lord's glory indeed. Verse 25, O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, and that's the truth. There are those that claim to know. There's a difference between knowing of and knowing one. I know of many famous people, but I don't know them. I have no relationship with them. And here The Lord Jesus says, O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee. And that is the truth. The only way that the Lord can be known is by knowing him in this book, in this Bible. And if you don't avail yourselves to read and to look into this scripture, into this word of holy word of God, you won't know the Lord. The Lord cannot be known by nature. All we can see is handiwork, but we cannot know about him and understand him. We can see one aspect of what he has done in creation indeed, but we know nothing about the salvation of the soul, the need of our souls and eternity and judgment and sin and righteousness and salvation through Jesus Christ. We will know none of that other than by his word. O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. And indeed, the child of God does know that the Son has been sent for them. Why did Jesus come? Why did Jesus come? Jesus came to save me. That would be what every sinner would say for themselves. Why did Jesus come? Why did Jesus come? Jesus came to save me. And I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. Christ in me, my hope of glory. Do you have Christ in you? Do you enjoy this unity that you have with the Father, being accepted, being received, accepted in the beloved, being brought near and being made a joint heir with Christ? Being brought near, not to be a stranger or a foreigner or a pilgrim, but to know the Lord Jesus, and the Lord Jesus and the Father to know you. O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me for our behalf. The Father sent the Son, not for anything God needed, but he was sent on his people's behalf, and I have declared unto them thy name, the name of the Father, and the work of the Father, the purpose of the Father, the greatness of the Father, the love of the Father, the grace and mercy of the Father. I have declared them unto them thy name, and will declare it. He continues to do so through the Comforter in the church, doesn't he? And the love wherewith thou hast loved me, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. The love of the Lord in us. Jesus in his people. Those who he saved. If you're here under the hearing of my voice and you don't have the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, we point you to him. Salvation is of the Lord. It is the Lord that saves. You can't save yourself, but you can obey what the Lord says in coming to him in repentance, admitting before God, just you and the Lord there, admitting before God that you're guilty, you're a guilty, wicked sinner, deserving of eternity in hell and separation from God. Repent of your sins and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and his death, his burial, his resurrection for the salvation of your soul, for the forgiveness of your sins, for the granting unto you of everlasting life by the Lord Jesus. Salvation is of and in the Lord. We point you to him. Well, I see that our time has passed for now. May the Lord bless you with his word and his truth. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.